Mishnayos Masechta Psochim holding my perek Shvi, the seventh perek. Mishnah, Ketzad Tzolo Nesa Pesach, how is the mitzvah to roast the Korban Pesach? The Pasuk says, Al Teichlu Meno No Oboshim Obusha B'mayim, Kiyim Sli Eish, he's supposed to roast the Korban Pesach. So how is the mitzvah, how do we roast the Korban Pesach? The Mishnah says, Meviyin Shvud Sharimoin, you have to bring a spit made from wood, or from a pomegranate wood. The more explained, because this does not sweat, it does not give off any juice, so it would not be considered a bishul, but rather would be considered a total tzli, a total roasting. Now, toichavo, you stick this spit, this wooden spit from pomegranate tree, mitoich piv, through the mouth of the korban, ad the base nukufosoi, till the other end of the behemoth. Basically, also the mokum with the ray where the junk goes out. The noisenes kroyev, you put its legs, b'yes b'nei mei of the insides, the toichoi, inside it. Like b'shasi roasting it, it has to be like all together inside. Like the pasuk says, roishoi al kroyev v'al kirboi, mashma should be inside it. Different Rabbi Yosef, these are the words of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says, Kimin bishlu ze, no, if you're going to have these things inside the behemoth b'shashi roasting it, that's considered like a bishul, because the krayim, the legs, is like it's being cooked up inside the kevish itself, but it's like being cooked up inside a pot, so therefore that's not the way to roast it, according to Rabbi Kiva. El Rabbi says, Tolin chutzaloy, let the krayim of the legs and the bnei mayav hang outside it, and therefore the thing is roasted altogether. That's called all part of the Korban Pesach is being roasted, not considered being cooked. The Mishnah Beis, Ein Tzolo Nesa Pesach, you're not supposed to roast the Korban Pesach, Loy Al Hashvud, meaning not on a metal spit. And the reason is because by metal we say Cham Mektsosa Cham Kuloy, that when part of it becomes hot, the whole thing becomes hot. Therefore, the part of it outside that's in the yesh doesn't become hot, machmas the yesh, but then the inside of it that's stuck through the animal will also become hot, that inside. And that's not considered like hot through the yesh, and it will not be called a tzliya. So therefore, it's also to roast a Korban Pesach on a spit made from metal. For lo yor askalo, not on a grate, the same thing, a grate that's made from metal, the same svarom, that cham mitzos, the cham kulis, see like a heated up, through the metal, not through the ish. Omer Rabbi Tzadik of Tzadik says, Maisa once happened the case to Rabbi Gamliel, Shama l'tovi yavdi, he said to his master, to a slave, Tovi, say, go out, utzlei lon and roast for us, as a Pesach, alo askalo, on top of a grate. So see, you are allowed to roast the Korban Pesach on top of a grate. And the Gemara asks the question, of course, the Stira, first the Mishnah says, Sosa, that it brings a rather at smuta. So Mark explains, it means to say that if there's a neck, if there are holes in this grate, if the grate has holes in it, then it's mutter, that's the smaisa with Tovi Avdoi, that he roasted the Korban Pesach on askalo, on a grate that has holes in it. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be noga bechar so shotano? Let's say the Korban Pesach itself, the meat itself, touches the side of the oven. It touches the earthly part of the oven. That part of the korban that touched it, you have to cut it out, because that part is considered like it became cham, it became roasted from because of the tanner, and not because of the esh. So that part you're not allowed to eat. Because that part is not considered tzli esh, but rather it's called heated up from the tanner, from the cheres itself. What's going to be notaf meirot foyal cheres? Let's say some of the juice, some of the fats of the Korban Pesach dripped off onto the walls of the tanner, of this kli cheres, of this earthen kli. Then the chos v'lo, then after it got heated up from the tanner, it fell back into the Korban Pesach. So look, here is yitel es mekoy mei, more than just kli for just peeling it, but yitel means take out well inside it, because so this gravy-like is dissolved, is balaya inside. So if you have to go inside it, that's called yitel es mekoy mei. You have to take away the kubek, the thickness of an etzba inside the meat. What's going to be notaf me What's going to be notaf meirot velasonis? Let's say some of the juice of the Korban Pesach falls on flour. So now yikum etes mekaymai. Before you eat this flour, you have to like take off the part of it. Yikum etes means take a handful of that place where the juice went into this flour. Because the pshat was talking about a case where the solus itself, the flour itself, was hot, and now not the meirot for the bosa pesach went on it. So it became hot now, like nitzlo, because of the silus. So therefore, that part of the Korban Pesach is also teat. That part is not considered a kliyesh. And therefore, what you have to do now is yikum ases mekoymoi, me take out the roitev from this silus, from the flour, that you should not eat this roitev, because that's not considered kliyesh, that's considered sli, kedera, it's called sli, because of the kedera itself, because of the silus. Therefore, it's also teated. Here, Mishnah Gimel. Sochoi b'shem truma. Let's say you shmeared, you rubbed your Korban Pesach, the meat of it, with oil. That's truma. So let's see. Im chaburus kanut, the people that are going to eat from this Korban Pesach. Al kahanim yachelu, they're allowed to eat from this Korban Pesach. It only has truma there, and the Kohen's not eat truma. What's going to be in Yisrael? Let's say the people eating this Korban Pesach are Yisraelim. So they're not allowed to eat truma. So let's see. In chayv, if the piece of meat is still raw, then you dechen, all you have to do is just wash it off to get the truma, the shemen, off it. V'yim tzlihu, but let's say you roasted this Korban Pesach that was smeared with oil of truma, then yiklef esach itzoin. You have to like peel off the outside of the meat in order for the Yisraelim to be able to eat from it. What's going to be sochoy b'shemen shemais hasheni? Let's say you took the oil that had Kedushas Maisa Sheni on it, and you shmir it onto the Korban Pesach. Slochur is lo yasenu domim al b'nei chabura. You should not make it into money. Means let's value how much the shemen is worth, and say the b'nei chabura has to pay their chilek of the shemen, as if the silas lot you'll be paid for it with the money. And the reason why we do not do this is shein paid the Maisa Sheni b'Yerushalayim. Once the Maisa Sheni reaches Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be paid for it anymore. But rather, you just have to eat it the way it is in Yerushalayim. See, also, you are not poydir the Maaseh Sheni, but rather you do not redeem it. But rather, just eat it the way it is. Here, Mishnah Dalet, Chamisha Dvorim Boyim Betumo, V'yena Necholim Betumo. Five types of kabonas could be brought, even though the Baila Matame, but still they cannot be eaten when they are Tame. And that is Ho'aymer, these are Korbanos Sibur, that's the Oymer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, Ushtei HaLechem, this is what's brought on Shavuos, the Lechem Aponim, that's brought every Shabbos, V'zivchei Shal Metzibur, this is brought on Shavuos, the Shnei Kivtzi Atzeres, the two Shlomim, that's a Korban Sibur that's brought on Shavuos, U'siri Rosh Chodoshim, or else the Sirim that are brought for Chatis, on Rosh Chodesh, these are considered a Korban Sibur. So on these, the halachas is that even though the Kohen is Tomei, let's say the Sakin is Tomei, still you're allowed to bring the Korban, because that's called by Korban Sibur. We say Tumas Hutro Duchuya B'Tzibur. So all these Kabonas are considered Kabonas Tzibur, and they have a Zman, they have to be brought on a special day. Therefore, even though the Kana Matome that day, still they're allowed to bring the Korban. But you're not allowed to eat it. Even though usually these Korbanos are eaten, but now since they're Tome, you're not allowed to eat them. However, Ha Pesach Shabo Betuma, Necho Betuma. In the case in Erev Pesach, where you have a Hetter to bring the Korban Pesach, even though you're Tome, meaning to say, let's say, Roiva of the Tzibur Atimeim, Tuma Smeis, or else let's say the Kahanim Atimeim, or the Klisharos is Tumeim, and therefore could only be brought to Tumam. So that's the Locha Tum is the Chuyi B'Tzibur, so you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach even though they are Tumeim. The Locha here is Necho B'Tumai, you're allowed to eat it even though you're Tumei also. And the reason is why? Shnei Bo Metchil Elo Achilo, the Iker purpose of the Korban Pesach is to eat it. But other Kabonis, the Iker is to bring the Korban. Eating is not Makiv. But here by Korban Pesach, the Iker is to be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So once we have had to bring it betuma, who are then the same halacha applies, you're allowed to eat it, even though you're tummy. Mishnah Hei, nitmo habosav yalechem kayim. Let's say the meat of the korban of a Korban Pesach becomes a tamei. But the hachel of kaim, the fats of the korban, the amurim, is still there. So lochur is ein azorik es adam. You're not supposed to make as weak as adam, because the ikar of the korban pesach is eat from it. And here that the meat became tamei, and we're not talking about here where it was brought betuma. We're talking about here that the korban was first brought betaira. Let's say robe with its Hebrews tor, they are tor. Just after you made the shechita, then the meat became tamei. So since you're not allowed to eat from this meat, therefore there's no purpose in making this week as Adam. Because since you can't eat from this korban, you're not biyotza the korban. There's no korban pesach. Therefore, you're not supposed to make this week. You do not bring this korban. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say nitmu hachel. Let's say the fat of the korban is supposed to be marked around the mizbeach. That became tamei. But the habosa, the meat of the korban, is kaim, is still tor. Then the locher is zurek as Adam. You let him make his rik as Adam, because the ikar is to eat from the meat, and since the meat is still tor, you let eat from the meat. Over Migdoshim, but by a korban or the kabonis, and again the lock is not this way. Elafa pi shenitma bosa be all other kabonis, even though the meat becomes tamei after the shechita, still elafa pi shenitma bosa fi achel of kaim, even though the meat became tamei. But as long as the chelav is still here, the locher is a zurek as adam, you're allowed to make this rik as adam, because it's enough to make this rik as adam to be matter the chelav on the mizbech, even though you cannot eat from the korban, because with all other korbanos, the eating of it is not makif. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. What's going to be nitma hakohol? Let's say the whole Klai Yisrael became tamei. They touched the mace, they have tumas mace on them, bishas erev Pesach, oy ruboy, or else the majority of Klai Yisrael became tamei by erev Pesach, or Yishoyu Akahanim Timeiim Vakol Torim, whereas even if the Klai Yisrael was tor, but the Kahanim that have to bring the korban, they are tamei. So Lochur is then Yiyosa Betuma. You're allowed to bring the korban Pesach on erev Pesach, Yudal Benisin, even though either the Klai Yisrael is tamei or else the Kahanim are tamei. And we dash in the pasuk Pemayadoi that the korban Pesach is brought on erev Pesach. Even Bituma, in the case where Rov of the Tziva was Tamei, or else where all the Kahanim were Tamei. And since we hold Ein Korban Choluk, once that Rov of the Klai Yisrael was Tamei, so you're allowed to bring the Korban Bituma, even the Torah are also allowed to bring the Korban Bituma. What's going to be Nitma Miyut, only a minority of the Klai Yisrael were Tamei Mesim on Erev Pesach? Nitma Miyut HaKal. Then the locher is hatorim oisim eserishin. The klai saw that still tor, they could bring the korban rishon b'tayra. The atimeyim, the minority of people that are tomei meis, oisim esersheni. That's the locher. They get nitcha. They are pushed off to bring a korban sheni on the next month on yud dalad b'iyur. They bring a korban sheni. That's called pesach sheni. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Ha Pesach Shenizrak Domoy, a Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet Benisin, that the Kanim already brought the dam, spritzed the dam on the Mizbeach. V'yach HaKach, after this, Noide Shu Tomei. Then we found out that the Baal, V'yach HaKach, and after this, Noide Shu Tomei. Then we found out that the Bosa, the meat of the Korban is Tomei, or else the dam of the Korban is Tomei. And in the shot is it became tamei after the shechita. So locher is at sitz maratza. Still the korban is kosher because that's the cloud that sits. That's the ornament that's on the metzach of the kohen gadol. That's maratza gudashem sukim. It's maratza on tamei even though the basar is tamei. And by korban pesach, the part of the ikar of the korban is to eat the meat, and yet the meat is tamei. You cannot eat from it. Still, that's the cloud that sits is maratza. What's going to be nitum haguf? We found out now that not the meat of the korban is tamei, but the owner, the bailim of the korban is tamei, and he's not fit to eat from the meat now. So here the locher is einat sitz maratza. The sitz does not help on this tumor of the guf, and therefore you're not considered you yotzi korban pesach rishon, and you'll have to bring a pesach sheni. Mifnei shom, because it was said like this, that hanozir v'oisei pesach, that a nozir that has to bring this korbanos nezirus, or else a person has to bring a korban pesach on erev Pesach, and now Shenoida, they found out that the korbanos were tamei. So lachru is that tzitz meratza tumas hadam, that the tzitz is meratza, even though the dam of the korban became tamei, if you made a zrika, it's meratza, it's kosher. But v'ein had tzitz meratza tumas aguf. But let's say the owner of the korban was tamei, then the tzitz does not help. The tzitz is not meratza on tumas aguf. What's going to be though, the Mishnah says, nitmo tumas hatoim. Let's say the guf, the owner, became tomei, but not from a tomei that's vade that we know about, but a tumas hatoim means like a hidden tumor that nobody knew that tumor was there. B'shas, you walked over that place, nobody knew that there was a maize buried there. So that's halach l'moshe misinai, that here the halach is hatzitz meratze. Like even though later on we found out that you, the owner, vade, walked through that street, and now we found out that there was a maize buried there, but nobody knew about it before. So that's a special halacha that said that tzitz is meratza, that the korban is still kosher, and therefore that since the tzitz is meratza, the tzitz makes it, it's okay, that the korban is kosher, you'd be yotzi a pesach sheni, you would not have to bring a pesach, you yotzi a pesach rishon, you would not have to bring a pesach sheni. Mishneches, what's going to be nitmor sholei merubai? Let's say the korban pesach, that most of the karuba means most of it, or else the whole korban became tamei, all the meat of it became tamei. So lachori sarfenoi said, there's a mitzvah, you have to burn it. Lefnai habira, you have to burn like in the base of mitzvah itself. You have to burn lefnai habira. True, it's machleik, is exactly what does lefnai habira means, but it's in the harabai, it's in the base of mitzvah, just the makom, you have to burn it. And also meyatzei hamarocha. You let it take from the wood of the marocha, the wood that's set aside to be put to be burnt on the mizbeach. You're allowed to take it, but you're not allowed to bring your own wood there. The Gemara explains why not. Some say it's the kodesh levayis, which should not embarrass the people that do not have wood. Or some say mishum hachashad, that when you start to bring your own wood there, we're afraid when you get finished burning, you'll have leftover wood to take it home with you, and people think you're taking home your own. You're taking home kachim, wood, therefore we do not let you bring your own wood, but we want you to use the wood from the outside Hamarocha. What's going to be nitma miyutei, a minority of the meat of the Korban Pesach become tamei, or else for yanoisa, you left over just part of the Korban Pesach, then lachor is sarfa noisa b'chatzarasayim. You let it burn it where you are in your own chatzar. You don't have to bring it back, you do not have to bring it back to the Beis Hamikdash, but you let it burn it in your own chatzar, on your own courtyard, Oy agago sayim, or else on top of your roofs. And also meyatze atzmon, you're supposed to use your own wood, not the wood of the marocha. Now hayt sakonim, means people that are very stingy, sarayin, sarfanos of neabira, they would always bring back the meat, even a small amount, to burn it in the base of Middish. Why? Bishvili honas meyatze marocha, they wanted to have enjoyment from the wood of the marocha, the wood that was set aside for the mizbeach. In other words, they would not have to spend the money to use their own wood. So the stingy people used to do this. Mishneh Tes, HaPesach SheYotzo, a korban pesach that the meat of it went outside the chaymus of Yerushalayim. The loch on there of Pesach, it has loch like kochim kalim, that you're allowed to eat it any place in Yerushalayim, but if you take it outside Yerushalayim, there's a psul yotzei. Oy shenitmo, or else, let's say the meat became tamei on Erev Pesach. Along with Yisarif Miyad, you're supposed to burn it right away on Erev Pesach. You do not have to wait till the meat stays overnight, but you let it burn it right away. That's called a psul haguf. What's going to be nitmu habaylim? That the korban itself is still tor. Just the owner of the korban, he became tamei. Oy shemes, or else the owner of the korban died. So now, true, nobody's going to eat it. But there's no psul in the guf of the korban. It's a psul machmas dovrachar because of the owner. And here the loch is, you're not allowed to burn it right now, but rather you have to wait to ubar tsurosa. You'll have to wait till the form of it, the tsura, changes. Meaning to say, you have to leave it overnight, let it have a psul leaner on it. And then the yisar if you're allowed to burn it. But here, if you leave it overnight till the next morning, it's Pesach. You're not allowed to burn these korbanos, this psul on Yom Tov itself. Therefore, the Mishnah says, because of Yom Tov, you have to wait for Yisar Peshishos, and you first could burn it on the 16th day, the first day of Cholamoid Midiraisa. Reb Yechonim Ben Baruka, He holds no, even this, the fact that the owner died or the owner became Tameh, also is enough to give you a heter to burn it right away. Because now the korban is left without the owner, nobody could eat it. So that's also said like a psul haguf in the korban, therefore you're allowed to burn the korban right away. And the Gemara explains that Rechel Mabruk is talking about that the owner became Tameh before this Rikas Adam. So the korban was never fit to be eaten, so that's also considered a psul haguf. But let's say they made the shechit in this rik, and at that time the owner was tor. So there was a zaman that was fit to be eaten. Just later the owner became Tameh, then he would also agree that's not called like a psul haguf, that you cannot burn the meat right now, but rather you have to wait till tu'uba tzerosoi, till the meat stays overnight, and it'll have a psul lina, psul leisachal on it, and then you have to burn it. But again, you cannot burn it on the morning of Pesach, which is the Yom Tif. You'll have to wait till the 16th day of Nisan and burn it then. Like in Yerushalayim, there's only one day Yom Tif. You could burn it on the 16th day.
Yeah, Mishnah Yud. Ho'atzamois, the bones of the Korban Pesach, v'hagidim, and the veins of the Korban Pesach, v'hanoiser, or the meat of the Korban Pesach that was left overnight, became noiser. Salochar is Yisor for Bishish also. These three things have to be burnt. Just you cannot burn it on Pesach in the morning, it's Yom Tif. So therefore the Mishnah says you have to wait until the 16th day in the morning, and then you can burn it the first day of Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara explains the Mishnah means that some of the burnt bones, because the bones of the Korban Pesach, we know there's a law not to break them. That's the Mesispro boy. And therefore there is the marrow inside the bone that becomes nicer. So therefore, since the bone itself, like is mishamish, protects the marrow, it itself also has a locha like nicer. Therefore, the din is supposed to burn the bones. And then within the gidim means the veins also have a locha like nicer on it. And who are then the nicer, the meat itself. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be if chal shishas aliyas b'shabbos? Let's say the first day Chol HaMoed comes out on Shabbos. The first day Pesach was on Friday, and the second day is on Shabbos. Then the locha is yisor for b'shiva osor. You first burn this nicer on the 17th day in the morning. And the reason is, that is not doich, not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Even though there's a mitzvah in burning it. So let's say essay should be doich the loyse say of Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, no, because Yom Tov has an essay to it also, an essay of resting. And therefore the klal is an essay, is not doich or loyse say, and an essay. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kol ha-nechol b'shor ha-godol. Any part of the meat is edible by a big ox, meaning to say that even when the behemoth becomes nice and big, still if you could take that part of the meat and cook it up well, it's edible. So then the loch is ye'ochel bigdi harach. You could eat from that, from the Korban Pesach. Now the Korban Pesach is brought from the young gidi, a young kid that's only 1 year old. So therefore we have to be afraid that some of the meat, even though it's soft right now, but maybe when the animal will become older, it'll become harder and you won't be able to eat it. So therefore that meat is not fit to be eaten for the Korban Pesach. You can't be nimna on a korban to eat that part of the meat. So therefore the Mishnah says only the type of meat that even when the animal becomes nice and big, still will be edible, even though then you could only eat it through cooking it up well. And even though now on the gedi, this kid, it's enough just to roast it, still it's okay. But something that when the animal becomes big like a shor, you can't eat it at all. So now when the animal is young also, you cannot be mamuna, you cannot be appointed on the Korban Pesach to eat that part of the meat. And now the Mishnah explains, what are we talking about? For Rosh Kinofayim, that's the top part of the shoulders, that type of meat, even though it becomes older, it gets hard, but it's still edible. So therefore, right now when the animal is young also, you could use it for Korban Pesach. And vihas chusim. That's also, Rashi said, that's the part of the ears, the inside of the ears, also even though it gets hard later, but still you could cook it up well and you could eat it. Or there could be the chozer, the breast of the animal, its lois, the ribs of the animal. Also these things are considered edible, that you could be mamuna on a Korban Pesach. Now the Mishnah says, ha-shever es-etzem ba-pesach ha-tor. If somebody breaks the bone of a Korban Pesach, that the Korban Pesach is tor, is Hareza Loika boy, you get Malkus, that's a lava Torah, you get Malkus for this. Avol HaMoyser Bator, but somebody leaves over noiser. Someone leaves over the meat, you do not eat the meat, just leave it over. You're over lav of noiser. Or else v'hashev, if you break a bone batame from a korban that was tamei, then the locher is ein aloike savoy, you do not get malchus. Now the locher reason why by noiser you do not get malchus is because the Torah gives the mitzvah essay to go and burn it right away. So it's like a lav anitikli essay, therefore you do not get malchus. Or else because it's considered a lav shein by meisa. And by this ashevra of tamei, because the pasuk says v'etzem le'sishpru boy, v'dashim from the word boy means that the Torah only gave a lav on a Pesach tor and not on a Pesach tamei. Your Mishnah Yud Beis, Eiver sheyotze miktsosoi. You have an eiver, a limb of the korban Pesach that was taken outside its mechitzit, its walls where you're supposed to eat it. And let's say it was taken outside of Yerushalayim. It has the psul yotze on that limb of the animal, of the korban. So locher is that limb is osetit, the rest of the korban is mutetit. So din is choytech, you have to cut the meat that went out, you have to cut it off like, but you're not allowed to break the bone of the korban pesach, you can't just chop it off. Therefore choytech, you have to cut down ad shemigia lietzem until you reach the bone. When you reach the bone, then v'koylef, then you have to like peel off the rest of the meat, ad shemigia leperik, until you come to the joint, where it joins, and there v'choytech, there cut it off. So therefore, the part that's also you'll burn, and the part that's mut, you'll not eat. Over mikdashim, but a regular korban, but other korbanos in the mikdash, then there's no problem. Koytzeitz v'koyfetz, like a hatchet-like, and just chop off the part that went out with its bone. Because the other korbanos is shamed by mishum shviras etzim. There's no issa of breaking the bone by other korbanos, so that's the best eitzah. Now the Mishnah goes to explain what's called chutz from Yerushalayim, what's called inside. So Mishnah says, Mino agaf ulefnim kelefnim. Agaf, that's like the doorpost of the door where the door closes upon. So from that inwards is called inside Yerushalayim. Mino agaf ulechutz kelechutz. And the part from the door closes to the outside, that's to the outside. What's the loch of the in-between itself, the doorpost itself? Also as a loch like the chutz, like the outside. Ha-chaloynes, the windows, or let's say the choymes of Yerushalayim, v'yuvi ha-choym, or the thickness of the wall itself around Yerushalayim, that's klifnim, that has the same loch like the pnim, like inside Yerushalayim, we will not have the psul of yotzei. Only by the agav, by the doorpost there, that we say the thickness of the doorpost itself has a loch like chutz, like outside Yerushalayim. Mishnah Yud-Gimel. Shtei chaburis, you had two different groups of people. Shoyu oichlois v'bayisecha, they were eating the korban pesach in one house. Eilu hoivchin es pneyem helach v'ichlin. These five people, let's say this one group of people, have a right to turn their face towards one side and eat. V'eilu and the other five people, hoivchin es pneyem, they could turn their face the other opposite way, or helach, the opposite way v'ichlin, and eat. In other words, even though they're both eating from one korban pesach in one house, that's the loch from one korban pesach, you're allowed to eat it, v'shtei chaburis, two different groups. And the Mishnah says, v'yamechem, the hot water kettle-like, v'yem says in between the two groups. They used to take the hot water and mix it with their wine. So it's in between the two groups to make it easy for both of them to take from it. Now, k'shashamish oimid limzoi, when the waiter like gets up to dilute the wine, so he's eating with one chabura. Now the locher is, if you're eating with one chabura, you're not allowed to eat in the second chabura. You can't eat the korban in two different chaburas. So therefore the shamish, this waiter now, when he gets up to serve the other group, kaifetz es piv, he has to close his mouth, umachzer es ponev, and turn around his face, at shemigi etz chaburos, until he gets back to his own chabura, we start to eat. Because when he's going to serve now the other chabura, it should not even look like he's eating there. That people should not be choshed him that he's eating the korban in two different chaburs. The oichel, and then when he comes back to his own place, then he can finish eating from the korban pesach. Now the hakala or bride is hoifecha says punev yochelish. She's allowed to turn her head around to the side and eat, because even though she started to eat with the chabura, but a kala like a bride gets embarrassed. The people are looking at her. So she has to right in the middle of her eating, in the middle of the Kfarnis Chabura, to turn around a little bit and eat with her face the opposite way. And the Chiddush is not considered
like she's making two chaburas, since this really is part of the same chabura. Yeperek Shemini. Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha, a married lady, bezman she bebeis baila, when she's living with a husband, in the husband's house, shochat alea baila, let's say her husband shech the korm pesach and had her in mind, but also v'shochat alea havia, her father also had her in mind, and her father back at home, at his house, also had a korm pesach, the shechita done for his daughter. So lochur is toicho misho baila, she's supposed to eat from her husband's a korban. Because minas tam, we say, most probably das is to be part of the korban that a father made for her. And this talking about zman they had sholem b'nehim. Now, ho choregu rishon lasad v'beis aviyah, usually the minig is that the first yom tov after they got married, they go to her parents. So, now the first yom tov was Pesach. So now, it's usually going to the beis aviyah. So what happened now was shochat aleha avi, let's say her father in his house made a shechitas korban pesach for her, but also b'shochat aleha baila, her husband back at his house shechted also the korban for his wife. So in this case now toicha b'makom she writes her, she has the choice to choose which one she wants to eat by her father or by her husband. The Gemara says this is not totally in breira, because we say she had to make up her mind before the shechita was done to which one she wants to be part of. All right, turn over. Yosom. Now the Mishnah says, Yosom, a person doesn't have parents, a katan, an orphan. So, sheshachatu olav apetropsin. Let's say he had two guardians over him, that was taking care of the parents' property. And both of them shecht the korban, or one to shecht the korban pesach for him. So lochur is yoicha b'mokim shereitz. Again, the yosim have the right to choose which one he wants to eat by, and that one makes the shechita for the yosim. Evet shal shnei shutfim. Let's say you have an evet kenani that two people own him, the shutfis partners. So lo yoicha mishal shneim, and they both shecht the korban pesach, and both of them have in mind their hair for their evet. So din is this evet cannot eat from either one of them. And the Gemara says the case is talking about where both shutfim alai makbid zel zed, they do not want to have any enjoyment from the other one. So therefore it's also. But in the case where they both agree that he could eat by one of them, then pshita the yevet could eat by that owner, he's allowed to eat by him the korban pesach. Now the Mishnah says, Misha chetzia evet v'chetzia ben chonetzia ben evet kenani, that was half freed, let's say beginning two people owned him, and one of them freed his half, so he remains half freed and half an eved. Slachru is lo yoichal masharab, he's not let eat from the korban pesach of his master. Because minastam we say the master only had mind to appoint the part that's an eved, not to appoint the part that's cheres. Therefore that part has no right to eat from the korban pesach. But if the eved wants to, he's let eat from his own. If he'll have a korban pesach, somebody gave him something, al menashe norab rishusba, then he could eat from his korban pesach. Mishnah Beis, Ho'im Eli Avdoi. Somebody says to his evet, that's his evet Kenani, say Ushchayto Olai as a pesach. I'm making you a shliach to go and check for me the korban pesach. But he did not say exactly from which animal he wants to use for the korban, whether he wants to use a lamb or a kid. He didn't say which one. So that one was now Shochad Gedi. Let's say the evet goes and shechs a kid, so lochur is yoichal. We say minastam the bailam is nicher on that, so it's a good korban. The owner can eat from it. Shochat tlel, let's say he shechs a little sheep. So then the lochur is yoichal, also the same thing. What's going to be shochat gediu tlel? Let's say the eved now made a shechita on both of them. He shechted a gedi, a kid, and a sheep. So lochur is and a lamb. Lachur is Yoicham and Arishon. The owner should eat from the first one, because the first one is Yotza, the mitzvah is Korban Pesach, and the second one is not a Korban anymore. What's going to be Shochach Ma'omala Rabbi? Let's say the master told this Eved which one he wanted to be for his Korban Pesach, and the Eved forgot which one. So Kate said, Yasa, what should the Shliach do right now? Shemishnah says, what he should do is Yishchoy Tele'o Gedi. Let the shliach now shecht both. Let him shecht both the Shem Korban Pesach. otle the lamb, ugdi in a kid, for yom, let him say like this, im gdi amali rabbi, if my master told me that he wanted a gdi, a kid, so then gdi shaloi, the gdi that I'm shechting now should be for my master, for tle shali, and the young lamb that I'm taking now, that should be for myself. What's going to be, and he said the opposite way, v'yim tle amali rabbi, let's say my master told me his should be the tle, so then tle shaloi, the tle belongs to my master, it's his carbon. Ogdishali, and the kid that belongs to me. Then the Gemara says, the case is talking about that this Eved now has to go to the shepherd of the master and tell the shepherd what happened, and the shepherd gives him two of his two animals, and he has in mind, like a Tanai, whichever one goes to the master belongs to the master, and the other one is given this Eved now from Matona, Manash, and Rabbi Shuspo, therefore the Eved can make the other korban for himself. What's going to be, the Mishnah says, let's say Shochach Rabbi Ma'omaloi. Let's say the master forgot which one he told the Shliach to do. So Loch was now Shneyem Yaitz Labes HaSreifa. Both of them have to be burnt. Because now the master himself also forgot which one, so we do not know which one is his or which one is the Eved. Therefore, neither of them can eat it, because you can't eat somebody else's korban. So you have to wait till Tu B'Tzeroson, till it leaves it overnight, till it becomes Noisa-like. And then you could burn it. But Upturim Melasas Pesach Sheni, both of them are potter for bringing the korban Pesach Sheni, because both of them were Yotza, they had a Shechita done for them. So they're both Yotza, the korban Pesach. You're holding by Mishnah Gimel. Ho'ime Lebonav, if a man says to his children, Hareini Shechit as a Pesach, I'm going to shech my korban Pesach, Al mi sheyalim mikem richin l'rishlayim. And I should also appoint whichever one of you reach Yerushalayim first. He did this in order to make his children go there fast. So the halacha is, Kevon Shehichnas Arishin Roshav Rubai, as soon as the first son came into Yerushalayim, that his head and most of his body came into Yerushalayim, the halacha is Zocha B'cholkoi, that son is Zocha to be part of the Korban Pesach. And the Chiddush is, Umezakes Achavimoi, his other brothers also get a share in this Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara explains, it's not a question of Breyer over here, because really the father had a mind to appoint all his sons. He only spoke this way to Mezarez them to make them do it fast and carefully. Then the Mishnah says, L'oilom nimnim olov achi yeheboi kezayis l'cholechot v'yechot. You could appoint as many people as you want on your Korban Pesach, as long as there's enough for each one of them to eat at least a kezayis of the meat. Like you can't do mekayim the mitzvah achila unless you eat a kezayis worth of it. Now, nimnin u'moishchin es yedei mimenu ad sheyishchit. You could appoint people on the Korban Pesach, and then u'moishchin withdraw them, take them off, and appoint other people. Keep on going back and forth up until you make the shechita of the korban. But once you make the shechita of the korban, you can't change it anymore. Whoever's mamuna, they are the one, and you can't take it away. You can't change it. We have Bishimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "At sheizrik olav esadam." No, even after shechita, still you could change it until you make the zrika sadam. And the Gemara explains that Shimon argued in Tanakama, and he says that they could retract. In other words, you can't appoint any more new people after Shechita, but the people that were appointed already, they could be Moshech. They could retract and go off this pace, off the Korban, and take a different Korban up until the Zerika. But once the Kohen makes the Zerika, that's it. Then they're ready Yotza the Mitzvah, and they cannot retract from this Korban anymore. Mishnah Dalet. Hamemane imoy acherim b'chalkoi. If you want to appoint other people with you on your chelik, your portion of the korban, so locher is rashoyin b'nei chabura litin lo yeshaloi. The rest of the people of this chabura have right to tell you, listen, we first appointed you, we thought you alone are going to eat with us, but now that you want to take your portion and divide it up with other people, we'll give you your portion, litin lo yeshaloi. But vu eichel mishaloi v'neichel mishalhem, you eat your portion by yourself with your people, and we'll eat the rest of the korban by ourselves. We don't want to be mixed up with your company. And in other words, this mishnah holds that one korban could be eaten by two different chaburas. You don't have to be all together. You could make up two different chaburas, two different groups on one korban. Mishnah hey, zav shirosh terius. You have a man that saw twice zav. And the locher is that he's tummy for 7 days. Salocharis Shoichetin Olu Vashri. On the seventh day of his tumah, let's say it comes out on the Erev Pesach, so he's allowed to have a Korban Pesach brought for him. They could check the Korban Pesach for him, because by evening he could become Torah ready, he'll go to the mikvah on the seventh day, and by evening, Beheresh Shemesh, he'll be Torah, he'll be able to eat from the Korban. So therefore you have a right to check the Korban Pesach for him. What's going to be raw or shalish? Let's say the man saw three times, 3 days in a row, rose three times, zav. Then the loch is he has to bring a korban. Not only is he tummy for 7 days, but after 7 days, then on the eighth day he has to bring a korban. And Kozmai doesn't bring the korban, he's also not fit to catch him. So then the loch is a shirch to nolov bashmini shaloi. On the eighth day of his tumah, the eighth day he could bring a korban. He could bring his korban to make himself tor. See, even before he brings his korban, still he's allowed to have the korban pesach shechted for him, because again he'll be able to bring his korban kaporo the rest of the day on erev pesach, and by evening he'll be able to eat from the korban. What's going to be shomeres yoim keneged yoim? This is a lady, an isha, that the loch is has to do with hilchas nida. That the loch is an isha first sees. We know she's tomei for 7 days when she first sees dam blood, a period like. She's tummy for 7 days, even though she doesn't see for 7 days straight. Midiraisa, she's tummy for 7 days. Midiraisa, after that, when she stops seeing, she could go to the mikveh on the seventh day. She could go to the mikveh after the 7 days, and she become tor. Now the loch is the next 11 days after the first seven. If she sees dam, then so she does not become automatically tummy for 7 days, but rather only that one day she's tummy. That's called the shemeres yom keneged yom. Any one of these 11 days after she saw a first Riya that has loch of a Shemeres Yom, that she sees one day, she's tummy only that one day, and at nighttime she becomes Torah ready. She goes to the mikvah. Same thing if she sees 2 days straight, the same thing. If she sees 3 days straight, then she becomes a Zavam, that she's tummy for, that she's tummy, she needs 7 Akiyim. She has to wait till she stops seeing, and then she has to count 7 days that she does not see at all, and then she can first go to the mikvah. So again, first we're starting off now, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, during these 11 days that she sees 1 day, so she's only tummy for that day. So Lachar is Shechtin Olea Basheini Shalom. On the second day, they're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach for her. Let's say the second day was Erev Pesach, so she could have a Korban Pesach brought for her, like she saw yesterday. So the lochra is the next day she has to watch herself to make sure she's tor, even though she went to the mikvah. But still, she has to wait, like she's called the Shemeres Yom, she has to wait that whole day to make sure she does not see again, and then she's first mutet kachim. So since at night time she'll be mutet kachim, they can bring the Korban Pesach for her today on Erev Pesach. What's going to be Rosh Hashanah Yom? Let's say this lady saw 2 days in a row. So she's not a Zava, she's not like a man. A man sees 2 times, he's called a Zava already. But by an Isha, she has to see 3 times in a row. So that's the Shoni saw 2 times. So it's still called a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. So Lachri is Shech Tenolea Bashlishi. On the third day, that's the day that she has to watch herself to make sure she does not see again. And if she does not see again on the third day, she's able to eat Kachim at night time. So therefore, you're allowed to have the Korban Pesach Shechted for her, because by evening, she'll be allowed to eat from it. She has Zava, but let's say once she sees 3 times in a row, so now she's Zokuk, she has to have Zayin Akim. Shechta Nolea Bashmini, you're allowed to Shechta on the 8th day, because she's not fit to go to the mikvah until it comes the 8th day. Or else the night after the 7 days. So therefore, you cannot Shechta Korban Pesach on Shvi, because she's not fit yet. So you have to first wait till the 8th day. If the 8th day comes out on Erev Pesach, that even before she goes to the mikvah, you could shech the Korban Pesach for her. Of course, the loch again of a Zavri is that after the mikvah alone, she can go this after the 7th day. But the problem is she has to bring a Korban, though. She's called the Mechusa Kapara. And the Korban she can first bring on the 8th day. So therefore, if Erev Pesach comes on the 7th day, there'll be no way she'll be mutet a Korban at night time. Because she's a Mechusa Kapara, she has to bring a Korban. So therefore, we have to wait till the 8th day. On the 8th day, then we let her bring her Korban, then we could shech the Korban Pesach for her, because it's fit to bring the Korban on the 8th day, and then by evening she'll be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Vov, Ho'oinen v'yamafakech es agal. Ho'oinen means somebody that was mace, one of his krovim died, and he did not get around yet to bury him yet.
is called an einin. The locher is midiraisa, an einin is not allowed to eat kachim, but only the first day, that's all. By nighttime already, midiraisa is allowed to eat from karbonis. So therefore, if it becomes an einin on Erev Pesach, still we could bring a korban Pesach for him, because by evening he's allowed to eat from the korban. And the Mishnah says, "V'hamafechech es hagal." The same thing as somebody, let's say, wall caved down on somebody, and you're there to try and save him, and you don't know if the person is dead or not, so you don't know if you touched the mace yet. So, min asafik, you're allowed to have a korban pesach brought for you. V'chein, the same thing, mishift hichu loitziyum beis asurim. Somebody that was in jail, and they like promised him now that he's going to be free, he'll be able to come out by tonight. So since he'll be out by tonight to be able to eat from the Korban Pesach, therefore that's the halacha, we could check the Korban Pesach for him. Then the Mishnah says the same thing applies to ha'chayla, somebody that's sick, v'yazok, and another person, shein yecholim lechol kezayis, as long as they're fit to eat the kezayis of the meat from the Korban Pesach, the halacha is all these people, l'shechetin aleim, who are allowed to have the Korban Pesach geshechetin, make the shechit on Erev Pesach, in order they'll be able to eat at least the kezayis of it by evening at night time. Now the Mishnah says, "Akulon." On all these cases, ein shechten aleim if neyatzmu. You're not allowed to shechten korban pesach just for this one person. Why? Because shema yavi was a pesach day psul. You have to be afraid. Maybe this chelu will not be able to eat. Maybe the zak will not be able to eat. Maybe the oinein, he won't be able to eat at night. Maybe become tummy. He'll have to touch the mace. Maybe. So in all these cases, a suffix. So therefore, even though we shecht the korban pesach, but it has to be that somebody else was appointed on it also. So for sure, it'd be eaten. It's not called you brought the pesach lipsol, but only for the, one of these people. And then we're a choshesh. Maybe the pesach will be posel. You don't bring it. The fikach, the Mishnah says, emeira ben psul. Let's say something happened out of these people that they made the shechitas korban pesach bechabura, and one of them was a chol, one was an oinin, and something happened to that oinin or that chol, they were not able to eat the korban at night. Halacha is pter melasas pesach sheni. It's considered that the korban was brought for them, and they're potter from bringing a pesach sheni. Chutz excluding menemafakeach bagal, excluding the first case. The second case, a person is trying to uncover this wall that fell down to see if there's a mace there or not, the person's alive or not. Shutami mitchilosai. In case of that, later on we find out that the person was a mace, so we have to be afraid at the beginning when you first went over there, he was already mace. So therefore you become tame mace, and therefore the shechit like was not done for you. If you're a tame mace, you can't have a shechit for you. Therefore it's like you did not have a korban pesach, you have to bring a pesach a sheni. Mishnah Zayin. Ein shechten es ha-pesach ha-la-yochid. You're not supposed to bring korban pesach just for one person. You have to have a chabur, at least two people. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Mata. Rabbi Yosi says, no, you're allowed to bring korban pesach even for one person. Afilu chab, now Mishnah says, afilu chabur shomeya. Shein yecholim lechol kezayis en shechten aleyim. Let's say you have a chabur of 100 people, but none of them can eat from the korban. Well, not even a kezayis worth, so you don't bring ein shechtem lem, you can't bring the korban, because you have to have people eating from the korban. V'yein oisin chaburas noshim avodim ketanim, you can't make a chabur of just ladies, or else avodim and as ever kenani, or else of ketanim. And the more explains, it means to say you can't make a chabur just of ladies and avodim together, or else a chabur of avodim and ketanim, but mishum pritzas, but a chabur just of ladies, that you're allowed to bring a korban just for noshim. Mishneches. Oinein, that means somebody that was mace. One of his seven krovim were mace. So halacha is, he's not, he's potter from more mitzvahs. So halacha is, let's say he became an oinein on Erev Pesach. So taipu is allowed to go to the mikvah. V'yochol es pischol erev, and by evening he's allowed to eat from the korban Pesach. Because midi rice and oinein only has a din aninus, only yoim echad, the first day. At night time, it's only with the Rabbanan. And therefore, the Rabbanan did not put their halachas connected this mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which has a chiyuv koras to it. Therefore, an onion is allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach at night time. Avoloi b'kodeshim, but other kodeshim, it's only mitzvahs asay teet from. He has nowhere to teet from it, calls man is an onion, until after the kvura. Hashemeya al meis, let's say somebody heard that one of his craven was mace, that he has a chiyuv to be misabal upon it.
to become an ovil, or else, in other words, not that he was mace now, the person was buried already, just you did not hear about it yet. Somebody told you now, Rachmanis, that your brother died last week and he was buried already. Or else, for Yahamalakate loy atzomis, or else, somebody that collected together the bones of his father or his mother in order to bury them in a kever kavua. Let's say up until now they were buried in a temporary place, and now he wanted to have them moved to another place. So Allah reads that midirabonon, you are tamei, even if you don't touch the atzamis. So therefore, the locher is teufel, is let it go to the mikvah that day. For yechol b'kotchem, by evening is let it from kotchem. And here it's not only a korban pesach, even shah kotchem also. Because loch of yom shemoy, if you hear that somebody was mace today, or else the yom of likud atzamis, you only have it in einin elamid rabbonin. And it's only the first day and not by night. Therefore, by night time, you let it even shah kotchem. Now the Mishnah said, what's going to be ger shenizgaya b'erev Pesach? Let's say a goy became a Jew on Erev Pesach. So Beisham, and Beisham, I says, toivil, this ger now, she go to the mikvah, the yechol es pischal erev, he's let eat from the korban Pesach at night time. That's Beisham Mishita. But Ubeisila Mishilu says no, that ha perish min orlo, whoever was perish separated now from orlo, is kaparish min akev, it's like you're separating from a mace, and therefore this gear has tumas mace on him, and he has to wait till he has hazo, he sprinkles on him from the mei chatis on shlishi and shvi, and then he first could become toho. And the Gemara explains it's the machlekes beisham and beisil is a gezer with the kalocha. Zavadim he writes that when the goy becomes a Jew, he's mezgayer, he's not tamei, he could eat the korban pesach right away. Just based Hill holds it's exer that maybe on Erev Pesach this guy touched a mace and he's not coming with your eyes because the guy is now Makabel Tuma. And then he was Mizgayer, and if we're going to let him eat the Korban Pesach, maybe next year after he became a Jew, the same thing will happen again. He also may touch a mace on Erev Pesach. And he'll think, listen, last year I touched a mace and I was able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So he may come to do the same thing next year. Therefore, Basil says we have to make Xera to give him a din tuma even this year. But it's only Xera de Galocha. And Beishama does not make this Xera. You're up to Perek Chi. Mishnah Aleph. Mishahoye Tomei Ayvederech Rechoyka. Somebody that was Tomei on Erev Pesach. He had Tumas Mace on him. Or else he was Bederech Rechoyka, is a faraway place from the Beis Migdash, that he cannot come to bring the Korban Pesach. So Veloyoseh Sarishin, and therefore he did not bring the Korban Pesach on Arbos, on Yudalev Benisin. So Locher is Yaseh Sesheni, he has a mitzvah to bring a Pesach Sheni on Yudalev Beir, like the Torah says. Shogag, what's going to be if a person was a Shogag, he forgot on Erev Pesach to bring the Korban Pesach? Einenes, or else Einenes happened, there was some Siba, something happened, he was not able to bring the Korban Pesach, he got very, very sick. He was an onus. It wasn't his fault. He was not able to bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. For lo yoseh Rishon, he did not bring the Korban Pesach Rishon. Salachar also, yaseh Sheni, they have a mitzvah to bring a Korban Pesach on Yudalet B or a Pesach Sheni. So Mishnah says, if so, if the Lachar does not only apply to Tomei and Derech Rechoyko, so lo monema Tomei Yoshua Derech Rechoyko, how come the Torah specifies these two cases, a person that was Tomei, or a person that was in a faraway place, it's not only these two, or Shoigig and Oynes also has the same halacha. So the Mishnah explains, She'elu p'turim mikoros, because these cases, they're potter from koros, v'yelu, but in these cases, chayovim bikoros, they're chayiv koros. Now the Rambam explains this Mishnah, that when it says, She'elu p'turim mikoros, means the first two, means the Tomei and Derech Rechoyka. So they did not bring a Pesach Rishon. Let's say then by Pesach Sheni, they also did not bring it. So they're potter from Koros, because by Pesach Rishon, they were Nitcha, they were potter from the Mitzvah. And by Pesach Sheni, even though then they did not bring it, there's no Chiyuv Koros on a Pesach Sheni. But V'elu, a person that was a Shagag or was an Enes, he had a Chiyuv to bring a Pesach Rishon. He had no Ptur in a Pesach Rishon. Therefore, the Chiyuv Koros is upon him. Just if he would have brought a Korban Pesach Sheni, he'd be potter from Koros. But now that he did not bring a Pesach Sheni, he's Chayiv Koris. Now Mishnah Beis. Eizehi Derech Rechoyka. What's called a far away from Yerushalayim that is potter from bringing a Pesach Rishon? So Rabbi Kiva holds min ha-moidiyim al-achutz. It is from this city, this place called Modiyim, and outside Modiyim, which is 15 mil outside Yerushalayim, that's called Derech Rechoik, he's potter from Pesach Rishon. Not only on this one side, but any side like a circle around Yerushalayim, if you're 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, you're potter from Pesach Rishon. And this is how much a normal person could walk half a day from Neitzach Hama to Chatzos HaYom. You could walk 15 mil. Therefore, let's say by Chatzos HaYom, when it starts the beginning of the Zeman Shechitas Pesach, you are from Modiyim Olachutz, you are 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So even if you started to walk then, you would not come in time to bring the Korban Pesach, therefore you're potter. These are Divrei Rabbi Kiva, these are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, meyiskupas ha'azoru v'lachutz. If you're from the doorpost or the threshing floor, from the Azor outside, in other words, you're outside the Azor, you also have this p'tur of Derech Rechoika, that you do not have to be 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. Even if you're inside Yerushalayim, just you're outside the Beis Hamikdash, and something happened, you became very sick, or some ikuv happened that you're not able to come to bring the Korban Pesach, you also have the p'tur, and according to Rebbe Eliezer, like in the Mishnah before, you would not be chayev koros if you do not bring a Pesach Sheni, because you're potter from a Pesach Rishon. Since you're outside the Azara, if you cannot bring the Korban for some Sibo, you have a p'tur. So Rabbi Yosef says, the fikach therefore, nokod al hei loimer, in the Torah when it says the hei on the word rechoika, the hey has a dot on top of it. When it says, Ibaderech Rechoika, why? So, like Loime comes to teach us, Loime Fnesha Rechoika Vade, not because you're really 15 mil outside Yerushalayim that you cannot walk inside to the Beis Hamikdash, El rather, me yiskupa sazora valachut, as long as you're outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're outside the Azora, and something came up that you're not able to come inside the Beis Hamikdash, bring the Korban Pesach, you also have this p'tur of being Baderech Rechoika. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Ma bein Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. What's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? HaRishon, when you bring a Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet Benisin, also Bal Yeroi, not allowed to have any chametz around. You can't see chametz v'lo yimotz, you can't find chametz. But V'Hasheni, if you bring a Pesach Sheni on Yud Dalet Biyur, Matzah v'chametzim v'bavai, is true, you have to eat matzah, but you're allowed to have chametz around in the house. HaRishon Torin Halo Be'achilosai. When you eat Leil Pesach, your tezvov by night, you have to say halal when you eat the Korban Pesach. We hashen, but we eat the Korban Pesach hasheni, and you turn halal bechlos. You do not have to say halal b'shash you eat from the Korban. And the Gemara dashes this, it has to be a leil that's mekudish lechag, that has a yomtiv to it, and that's leil tezvov, mashenkin leil tezvov of ear has no yomtiv to it, therefore you do not have to say halal b'shash you eat from the Pesach sheni. But zev is zev, both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni, tunin halabasi yosem, b'shas they bring the akrova, b'shas they make the shechita and the akrova of the korban, then you have to say halal, even by yudalet b'ir. V'necholim tzali, you're supposed to eat both of them roasted, al matzu murorim, you're supposed to have matz and morer, b'shas you eat even the Pesach Sheni. V'deuchin es Shabbos, let's say yudalet b'ir comes in on Shabbos, you're also allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni even on Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet, Ha Pesach Shabo Betumo Lo Yochlu Memenu Zovin V'Zovois Nidois V'Yoldois. But V'Yimochlu P'turu Mikoros, if they do eat from it, the potter from Korvus. So Mishnah is talking about a Pesach Shabo Betumo, means we had before, if Rav of the Tzibur of Klai Yisrael is Tomei on Erev Pesach, they're Tomei Meis, so the Torah says you're allowed to bring the Korban even though you're Tomei. And you're allowed to eat from the korban also. But who's allowed to eat from the korban? Only a person that has a tomei meis on him. But not a zovin, a person that's a zav, or a zovus, nishta became a zova, or else a nido of yoledes, nishta later gave birth. These ladies have din tumor on them. And of this din tumor, there's no het to eat from the korban pesach. But v'im ochlu, if they do eat from the korban pesach, still p'turim mikoros. We darsh in the pasuk that since a tumim meisus is allowed to eat it, therefore other tumis are also potter from karas. But let's say they were going to the Beis Hamikdash, there'll be chayav karas for going into the Beis Hamikdash, and that is no ptur for zava or nida or yeledis. There's only ptur from karas of eating the korban, not from going into the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Tanakama. Reb Leza says, afal bias migdish, even for coming into the Beis Hamikdash, also yields that pot from karas, there's nida and yeledis and zav, since this korban pesach was brought betumah, that the tzibur is allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, there's no chiyuv koras for them. So then the ptur also applies to these other tumis, there's no chiyuv koras for tumah to come into the Beis Hamikdash now on Erev Pesach. Mishnehei, ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Deres, what's the difference between the Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim to the Korban Pesach that we have for the future? So Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach was born in Mitzrayim, Michoy Mibe Osar. There was a mitzvah to take the Korban Pesach on the 10th day of Nisan to bring it into the house. V'toyin hazor, and also they had to make hazor, they had to spritch from it. Ba'agudas ezov, they have a hoisap, al ha-mashkev, that a spritz from the dam with a hoisap on the mashkev, on the doorpost. Mashkev is the top of the doorpost. V'yashteya mezuzah in the two sides of the doorpost. V'necho b'chipozah, they ate the Korban Pesach fast. V'lai lechon in one night. For the Pesach Derbis, though, for the Pesach future, Noi Kol Shiva, it applies all seven. Now, when it says Noi Kol Shiva does not go on eating of the Korban Pesach, because we know you can only eat the Korban Pesach, but Leil on Yom Tov, the night of Tezvav, of Pesach. This goes on the Easter of Chometz, that the Easter of Chometz applies all 7 days. For all 7 days, you're not allowed to have Chometz in your house. Mashenga, that did not apply on Pesach Mitzrayim. Yemishnevov. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says, Shemati, I heard, Shetmuras HaPesach, somebody has a Korban Pesach and takes another animal next to him, and he says, Zutach HaZu, he makes it into Tmura, so Kreva, that it is brought for Korban, and he also wore the Truma, Tmuras HaPesach, and the Kreva, no, the Tmura of a Korban Pesach is not brought. V'en L'Forsh, he does not have to explain it, one says yes, one says no. Some Rabbi Kiva Kiva says, Ani HaForsh, I'll explain it. HaPesach, Shinim Tzokovim Shkites HaPesach, Yeruach Shistoiv. If you first you mafresh one Korban Pesach and you lost it, and you mafresh a second one, and you found the first one before you brought the second one, so Lachurid, you can't bring that first Korban, it's like Nidchem, you have to wait till it becomes, you have to let it pasture in the field, so it becomes a Balmum. For you mochi, you sell it, for you kach b'dom shlomim, buy with the money of the Korban Shlomim. And therefore, v'chein tmuros, if you make a tmur on that korban, the same thing, you cannot be makrovah, but you have to sell it, and with the money, bring a shlomim. What's going to be achash chitas ha-pesach? So you found the first korban after you brought the korban pesach, the second korban pesach, then lochris korban shlomim, the first one could be brought for korban shlomim, and v'chein tmuros, the same thing, if you make a tmur out of it, also this tmur could be brought.